At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Sam.
Same one.
Sam, too.
And we're back with another episode. You guys were talking about macchiatos and Little Johnson, Big Johnsons earlier.
No, we don't need to bring
the cameras
that.
Were off, no, but the audio was recording.
We don't need to bring that into anything.
The audio was recording?
For part of it, yeah.
Oh. You cut it out then. Cut it out or I'm off this podcast because I could ruin my career, that whole conversation.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about it.
I think about it from Pitch Perfect. Did you ever watch Pitch
Perfect? That's exactly, I was doing that version of it. And that's lame. Okay.
That brings out the man in me.
How often do you listen to the riff off of?
Never.
Okay. Never mind. Me either.
How often do you listen to the rip-off?
A lot.
So this first story comes from, actually they all come from Am I the Asshole, but am I the asshole for throwing my ring into the ocean after my husband told me he had an affair, even though it was a prank?
Oh.
That's the worst
the
prank.
The affair prank?
Yeah.
You can't. Those are banned after like 2008.
It's a horrible idea because even if it's not real, you're putting distrust into your relationship.
Right.
Am I the asshole for throwing my rings into the ocean after my husband told me he had an affair, even though it was a prank? This is the dumbest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. This past Sunday, my husband and I, male 29 and female 27, were on our boat together. We were just relaxing and talking and having a good morning. All of a sudden, my husband gets really serious and tells me, "Baby, I'm so sorry, but I have to tell you something. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I had an affair." For context, my husband thinks he's a comedian. He says dumb shit all the time, but he's never joked about our marriage or relationship or cheating ever. The way he said it, I fully believed him. I was blinded by rage and hurt, and I'm not a confrontational person at all, so all I did was stand up, take my rings off, and throw them in the ocean. I don't even know why I did it. It was just the first thing I thought of doing. My husband's jaw hit the floor. He immediately started to yell at me that it was a joke, a prank. He wasn't serious, and I was an idiot. My jaw dropped then, too. I yelled at him, too, and called him the same. I cried, too, realizing I just threw my lovely and sentimental rings into the ocean. We've been arguing for days, and he says I'm the asshole. I say he's the asshole, and I have no idea who's right. Yes, admittedly, I threw about 10K worth of rings into the ocean, and we will never find them again, but he looked me in the eyes and told me that he had an affair. I'm so upset about my rings. I've apologized for throwing them, but I just don't feel like the asshole.
Everyone sucks here.
Yeah.
Everybody. Like honestly.
I fully believe that.
If anything, keep the ring. Get the money afterwards.
Yes.
What are you thinking? But that's a bad thing to say, but I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I can agree with you. Everyone sucks here. I think most of all, he's the asshole because he's mad that... So that was a reactionary response, but yeah. He's mad and he caused the reaction in the first place.
Right.
I mean, I guess that... She has to be mature enough to be like, she was the one who threw him in the ocean, but she just thought that her relationship was over. And I don't know. I think it does suck that she did that. Like you guys are saying, because now it's gone, but he literally, the fact that he was like, "You're stupid. You're an idiot."
Yeah.
What?
Right. That is an issue.
That's crazy.
No, you're an idiot for... Why would you even joke about something like that? Like, that is not a good one. Not a good one.
So, yeah, I definitely don't think it was the smartest thing, but I don't really think she's the asshole for throwing
it
away.
I equate it... The reason I say everyone sucks in me, I still equate it to people who, like, throw their phones or, like, throw a controller. I'm like...
Yeah.
You have so little control over your emotions that you have to, like, lash out and physically break your own things, too. Like, you're like... Oh, I throw my phone, it cracks. You're like, I'm like, you were that mad that you couldn't, you don't know how to take in like disappointment and anger and like hold it for a second and not lash out. That's why I think it's completely assholeish what he did, but that's like a childish thing to do as well. Because it doesn't even hurt. I don't know if you're trying to hurt him. Does that hurt him?
Maybe because he got it for her? It did hurt him, it sounds like.
I'm like, these are your rings.
Yeah. It hurt her too.
That's true. It is her stuff that she's ruining, so or throwing away.
Like my greatest possession is my TV, and that's like me getting mad and like throwing a rock at my TV. Like, and then I'm like, "What did I do? I love this thing."
And now you're even more mad.
Now
you're mad at yourself instead of the other person.
It. You can't even be mad.
I'm on Sam's side because it's like you. She didn't even question it.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't like, "Are you serious?" It was like. Hey, I did it.
Well,
that's what it sounded like.
Right.
That, if it really just happened, like,
right?
I was like, oh, wow.
That's your first
like,
go-to?
I'm not saying she's and like she completely valid. Like, yeah. That's a crazy thing to joke about.
Right.
Like, but yeah, just that quick. I don't know. Maybe throwing it in the trash would have been better, or if it didn't mean that much, why or specifically
right.
into the. The garbage disposal. Maybe not swallowing it.
Yeah. I mean, well, then you can get out later.
You
sure.
Plop that thing out.
I do think, though, he really is an idiot because I think you said she didn't even question it. She doesn't need to question, like, if your partner, because first of all, if
why
you're cheating on somebody, why would you joke about that?
Yeah.
That does not that joke does not benefit you in any way.
Yeah.
If anything, it hinders you and the relationship. If it were real, even if it were a joke, because it's like, so are you going to keep playing around and saying that you're cheating on me and making me, you know, my feelings flip flop? Because my feelings still there of like that anxiousness of realizing that my fiance just cheated on me in the life that we built together. So I definitely think her like reaction was a lot. And she even says she regrets it herself too.
Yeah.
But the fact that he is calling her an idiot and saying that's a prank, I'm like, what? This dude is so dumb. Like, what is wrong with him?
Yeah, definitely.
And you did it on a boat too.
Yeah.
So that's,
she could have killed you
and
dumped
scary.
You in the van.
Yeah. Like,
wherever you were.
It's over. There's no witnesses out here.
But I can say that I have been, I've done some stuff in anger that I'm not proud of.
On a boat?
No. I don't think it was on a boat, but like I used to have anger issues really bad.
Used to.
Yeah. Now I just swallow them.
A little subtle slide from Sam. He tried to come at you like that. He said used to.
She went on a angry rant right before this podcast.
I just
Sam almost got hit.
I did not.
No, Sam is actually chill. Sam is the type now, because I wasn't close to you then when it was, but Sam is the type where if she is pissed, she just walks away. I'm like, oh my God, Sammy left. All right.
I have to. Otherwise, I will punch somebody like this next
story.
Oh!
Am I the asshole for punching my wife's best friend after she touched me inappropriately?
Nope.
My wife's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Why do you?
Because I didn't want to. I think I'm leaning back to the other story. I think I'm leaning more on the OP side. Because as much as we want to. Think about it like oh yeah, I would do this, that, and the third, but it's like, yeah, that whole emotional aspect, sometimes logic can just go out the window when you're that angry. And I was, as you were talking about it, it made me realize, I was like, yeah, because there's been so many times it's like, I wish I would have done something better, or I wish I would have thought that through.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't, but it's like you said, that initial point that made a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all. So yeah. I think I'm leaning more on OP side. more on that side than
the fact that the husband's mad at her and being like, you're the asshole.
Yeah, that part's bad.
That part I don't get. I don't understand that part at all.
At least they're not going to get divorced.
What did he expect to happen, though? That's what I want to know. Like, what is that? How does that benefit?
It's a prank channel. There's no logic.
It's not even funny.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You cannot do pranks like that and you don't. There's not even any film. It's just like you doing it to her. Yeah. I was like, there's nothing.
There's
funny.
No logic.
There's nothing.
Well, really, that's actually a great question, Sam won, because how'd you feel about that?
I liked it.
Okay. That's a great question, Sam won, because really, what was the reason for it? Like, if I'm thinking about being in this man's head, am I trying to see how much she cares about me? Like, I'm literally trying to upset my wife, my future wife. So why does that benefit me to play? Because there's, you know, we talk about this all the time. There's people, things that people call pranks that are really harmful. And I feel like this is one of those things where this is very harmful to her. Again, not even just to the relationship, to her, her trust in you, how she sees you in the future, how she sees other women. And like, what do you like? It is purely to hurt her, because what is there to gain from that type of prank?
Nothing.
I think that's a really good question.
Unless he has like a people crying thing that he gets off. Oh, I'm just
kidding. I mean, yeah, he probably does want to see how much she cares about him in that way, but that's.
How is that? No.
Well, as a person who's done that kind of prank before.
What?
I talked to her, was it like two episodes ago? I had. It was during the pandemic. I was seeing someone, and it was like the first couple of months we hadn't seen each other, and then we were going to see each other for the first time. And so I made a joke. I was like, I have tough news to tell you. My sister got COVID. I'm not going to be able to see you this weekend. And I did like 20 minutes right, and then I said, I was like, I'm joking. And she was really hurt by it. She kind of pushed it down. And then I heard later about how much she was hurt about it. But I'm like, I don't even know what I was doing. It was just funny in my head. But think about it, I'm like, it wasn't funny at all. But I'm like, I did that exact same thing. I'm like, for no reason.
For no reason. Yeah.
So I can't even say what is it in his head. I'm like, it doesn't even have to be malicious. Like, he's just like, this is a dumb thing that's. Think it's funny, but literally not thinking about the other person that it's happening to.
Okay, so next story with updates. Am I the asshole for punching my wife's best friend after she touched me inappropriately? Hey everyone, Lurker here. I've tried posting this from a different account, however, it did not work, so I hope this works. I, 35 male, have been with my wife, 34 female, for close to 10 years. We have no kids as of now. My wife's best friend, Amy, has been friends with my wife for about 15 years, all throughout college, where I originally met my wife. Me and Amy haven't ever been the best of friends. However, we've been cordial for the sake of my wife. I've always found her to be obnoxious, loud, and entitled, the kind that inserts herself into anything in every conversation, whether that be on a night out with my friends or a private conversation. For example, myself and my best friend were talking about fertility issues in his marriage during a dinner with our longtime friends. We were quiet enough so that nobody could hear us over the chatter, yet she found a way to be nosy and made a comment about how she would just herself if she couldn't do that one thing a woman was made to do. That pissed off my best friend, Max, and his wife to the point where they excused themselves and left early to go home. Now onto the actual situation at hand. Amy's boyfriend, Khalid, had left her due to her annoying personality. I think it was more of a buildup, but what set him off was Amy purposely did not feed their dog while he was on a work trip because he was sleeping while she was drunk and calling him to collect her. That's only the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, so she was retaliating.
Yeah.
Because he didn't answer the phone.
Oh. Yeah. Amy has always been weird with me. She has constantly tried to DM me on Instagram, trying to make conversation about gossip in our friend group or completely random things. I've always ignored her. My wife has always seen her past strange behavior. She refuses to believe her best friend would have ill intentions. After their breakup, Amy came over to our house to see my wife. My wife was feeling ill on this day, so she took pills to help her sleep and fell asleep in a matter of an hour. I could not ask Amy to leave in the state she was in, so for my wife, I suggested that she would sleep in the guest bedroom. She agreed and went to bed. I was in the kitchen cleaning up after dinner, and she waltzed into the kitchen with nothing but undergarments on. She acted shocked and claimed she didn't know I was still in the kitchen. I felt extremely uncomfortable and decided to call it a night. However, she started stripping and approaching me, telling me how my wife doesn't have to know and she's seen the way I've looked at her. I was completely baffled. And she told me she's gotten... You're okay. And she's told me she's gotten the wrong idea and to be ashamed to do this to her own best friend while I try to scurry out of the kitchen. However, she practically leaped in front of me and touched my privates. Without a second thought, I hit her. I know I could have easily pushed her, but in the moment, I panicked and I punched her in the face. Her eye was left bruised. She started wailing, enough that my wife woke up and stumbled into the kitchen to see her best friend naked and bruised. She then went on to say, I tried to rape her and that I'm a disgusting human being and she should divorce me. I snapped back that she approached me naked and a rejection wasn't enough for her to back off, so I punched her, hence the bruise. My wife didn't say anything. Instead, she fainted and I immediately brought her to the hospital. My wife is now okay, but she refuses to talk to me about what happened. On the other hand, Amy has now accused me of attempting to have sex with her in our friend group. The majority of people don't believe her, but there are a few who live by always believing a accusation. The other half told me I f***ed up by punching her and fueling this anger. Amy has ruined my life. I'm afraid my wife will divorce me and this goes to court. I've already contemplated many times. I don't know where to go from here. What do I do? Where do I go from here? Any advice would be appreciated. And then there's an edit and then updates. So.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is not a friend. That is a what the what?
The snake in the grass.
Yeah, snake in the grass.
Oh my. That story is very, makes me angry.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like we just talked about earlier, the first story. It's a gut reaction, like somebody's doing something that is upsetting you and it just happens. But
you're defending yourself. I mean, because... I'm at, like, just having somebody come in and just grope you, like, that not only is shocking, I can totally understand that his reaction is to, like, just get her away from me, and it happened to be a punch.
Right.
It, like, it is what it is. She assaulted him.
Yes.
I don't think he did anything wrong. And I think he also, it's not like he continued to hit her. Right. He hit her once, and then he was like, get away from me.
Right.
And then, also, it wasn't, he tried to verbally say, please leave, please go to bed, I'm gonna go to bed, like,
right,
let's separate. And it just sucks that she would use an accusation like that against him, because it takes away from people that are actually being assaulted in that way,
right?
And of course there are people out there that want to believe, they want to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I mean, it's probably not the best thing to do, but they haven't, victims haven't been supported in the past. Always survivors haven't been supported in the past. Yeah. So let me believe you. And she's using that to her advantage against the actual survivor or victim in the story. It's really gross. For some reasons that are valid and some that aren't, a lot of women are potentially like scared of men or what men could do. And a lot less likely do we focus on or do we highlight that women can do the same thing or women have done the same thing.
Just like Maddie says, like, it does take away from legitimate sexual assaults where you're using this narrative to get out of an embarrassing thing that you did. Like, and also like trying to cheat with your best friend in the house. She was there and she's like trying to make the moves on him. And like, he's never, from what he's saying, he's never given any signals. He ignores her when she's messaging him. And like, this is just an aggressive person. Keep trying and keep trying. Like, she just sounds like a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope you can somehow get it through to your wife about this is not real, but I really hope that she doesn't divorce him over this.
Because I worry that in the beginning, didn't he mention how he's kind of brought it up before where it's like, you think she's like doing this? And the wife's like, what? Like, I feel like, I think he mentioned before how he's kind of said it, but the wife is like, come on. She, her? Like, what do you mean? I think.
Yeah. She believes that she only has good intentions or whatever.
He said, my wife has always seen past her strange behavior. She refused to believe her dearest best friend would have ill intentions.
Yeah.
So you're already going against somebody who's like, no, that would never happen. She would never do that to me, mm-hmm. which sucks. Yeah.
But it makes me think people always make fun of like the really fundamentalist Christians who are like, I won't be alone in a room with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mike Pence would be like, I'll never have dinner with another one. Like there'll never be me and another woman in the same room alone. Like that'll never happen. But in this situation, like that almost would have helped. He's like,
right.
If he saw him in there, he would have just immediately exited the kitchen and left.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say like that's what the world we should live in. Like always be on defense from like accusation and lies, but at least be more cognizant of the world. Or cognizant of the situation. If I see a half-naked girl come in, you bet I'm not conversating with you. I'm just leaving. Especially if we have that kind of relationship with each other. I'm like, I wouldn't assume that she would do that, but I'm like, this ain't for me. I'm married. This ain't even for me. That's getting out of the room.
So that made me think. Oh, I'm sorry, Brandon.
My dad, he had that conversation with me growing up about that whole idea. And then but he also said, as like a black man, you have to, he calls it covering your own tail.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like cover your tracks. You have to make sure that you are accounted for regardless of like someone has to know that like you were there in the room with somebody or just don't be in the room.
Right.
Because it's like thinking about this situation, it's like, man, like if she really wanted to go to the police, she could have a case just simply for the bruise on her eye.
Right. Yeah, like, 'cause you hit her.
Yeah. Like just, and then the system is against you now. And yeah, you got to cover your trail. You got to cover your tracks. Like keep the distance. Yeah. Just get out of there. I think it was one of those things too, where he's probably panicked. So he's just like kind of standing there just like, oh, what's happening? But it's like, no, flee, get out of there. Cover your tracks. Make sure that someone knows.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Mm.
This reminds me of something, and especially because you brought in the race factor, I wonder if it's different because of a power dynamic, like a society type power dynamic. But when you were saying basically how you would need to change your behavior to, because you were saying how the fundamental Christians, how they like talk about, I would never be alone. You would never even catch me in that situation. So they have to change their behavior to avoid potentially being harassed by a woman. It reminds me of...
Well, not harassed by a woman.
But being in that situation where you might be accused.
Yeah.
Oh, seen as a threat or being like seen potentially accused of cheating on your wife.
Yeah, because it's like similar to what Brandon's saying. Like when you have that conversation, it's like avoid any situation where there could be, and it looks like you could have done something wrong.
Okay.
Because you have to be so far above approach because people still innocently get accused of things and bad things. They go to jail for that kind of stuff. So you're like, remove yourself so far from the situation or make it sure that it can't even be seen like you're doing something wrong.
Okay. So is that linked? Do you think there are similarities between that and like what a lot more conservative people will tell women of like, you need to change how you dress. You need to change your behavior around a man because it's like, you can't stop a man from doing something like that. If he's attracted to you and he likes you and he wants to do that, he's going to do that. What you can do though, is you can dress differently. You can not talk to him. So you need to change your behavior. Would you say that's a similar situation that you were saying for that man or it's completely different
because of the power imbalance? I think it's exactly the same. I equate it the same because it's like when we're having that conversation, that race conversation, like you have to act like this, you have to do this to avoid this kind of stuff. You shouldn't have to do that.
Yes, right.
You should be able to just act like a normal human being and not be defensive in every kind of way and not expect to be exploited like many women do. So I'm like, you shouldn't have to do those things, but for your safety, it's like, this is the state of the world. It's
cover
not
yourself.
Perfect. Cover yourself. And
which a lot of women are now rejecting, where it's like, that is obviously like me dressing the way that I dress shouldn't affect if a man is going to be like, yes, I'm going to make those actions to approach you and potentially physically overpower you and do all that stuff.
Because even taking away like that part of it, I think about like simple thing is like wearing a hoodie. There are situations where I'm like, I like wearing my hoodie, but I'm like, I will take it down because I just know this is a safer way to be, to have my hood down and to have my face visible in the presence of other people. I shouldn't have to do that. It shouldn't matter. There are plenty of people just walk around with hoodies because that's what hoodies are for. But there are things like, now I'm thinking of doing something that's something I wouldn't normally do just for the protection or the safety aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what like women have to do. Like women put on certain things or wear certain things for that aspect, even though they shouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to say that I swear there's like a statistic that shows that it doesn't matter what you're wearing,
it doesn't matter,
or anything like that.
Predators are going to go either way.
Like that, their mind is set on whatever, whoever shows up first. But
the advice initially was like, well, maybe you should just have stayed away from her in the kitchen. I'm like, that sucks that is more of a, you have to be proactive. Because there are potentially some people who might take advantage of the situation of like looking at the power imbalance. They say, I have the advantage already. And they were to use that against you, specifically to this man in the situation.
And especially in those situations where 9 times out of 10, there is no issue. Like it'll be fine, but you're preparing for that eventuality,
That possibility
that it's not, and it ruins your life.
Yeah.
So it's like, for the almost completely majority of the time, nothing's going to happen. But the one time it does, your life is ruined. So it's like, I have to guard against that now.
Yeah, you have to be like 5 steps ahead in every single room you go into.
Mm-hmm.
Just because this is, I think, an example of like, there's like a certain balance between proactive and reactionary.
Mm-hmm.
So like, there's some proactive steps I can take in a room. Like I said, covering my tail, making sure someone knows, hey, I'm in this room with this person. Hey, I'm keeping my distance. I have my hands in my pocket. I have my hands away. My back is towards the wall. Just so like anything that could happen, it's like, no, I can refute that because I've done this, that, and the third. But to a certain point, if you don't have those proactive thoughts, then if something bad is to happen, and that slim chance when it does, then it's a reaction. You're reacting to someone doing something to you because you weren't proactive enough to cover your tail.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened here. He didn't have any, which I don't know. I don't know like who this guy is, but he didn't have any proactive thoughts like, okay, this is weird. She's in here, half naked. What do I do? If you get stuck in that, what do I do? Then those proactive thoughts then have to turn into reaction, which it did, unfortunately, because she pounced on him and then he gave the reaction of hitting her.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So first of many edits and updates. Edit number one. I know the story sounds absurd and I wish it were fake, but it's not. The unnecessary details are brought into point an overall picture of her character. I guess it's worth mentioning my wife feels like she owes her life to Amy for getting her out of an abusive household when they were teenagers. They're like practically sisters. Amy was also not drunk. Edit number two, a few things I would like to clarify to avoid confusion. One, Amy claims to have gone to the kitchen to get a glass of water, not knowing I was still there. She then claims I took advantage of her. Two, the incident happened at approximately 3 a.m. It's now 8 a.m. Three, she came up with a story and posted it in our group chat right after she went back home. Four, a majority of our friend group have to get up early for their responsibilities, hence how this misinformation has spread like wildfire. I've been getting individual DMs on advice and opinions since where I've concluded the majority are on my side. Some say I shouldn't have punched her and the rest believe her. Five, my wife has been up all night and refuses to talk to me. I have not tried to push her to talk to me. For now, she needs time to process it. And then he also adds a comment. I'm contemplating on texting her ex, Khalid, who left her, and try asking him if she's done anything similar to his knowledge. He may be able to make my story more believable based on a factual pattern of behavior rather than word against word. Just not sure if it's a good idea. Update number two. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for their support, input, and advice, which I use profusely in this situation. On the other hand, a lot of people thought this story was fake or some sort of gross fantasy. It was not. I'm still suffering the aftermath of what happened. I haven't slept or ate. For the people who proceeded to say that I should have had sex with Amy or DM'd me calling me a sicko, I truly hope you find peace in your lives. And to the comments calling me an asshole, which were interestingly mostly from men, I truly hope you treat the women in your life with the same respect and equality they deserve. Now on to the update. A lot has happened in the past 9 hours. Someone made a suggestion to text Khalid, and so I did. Khalid was just as distraught as me and admitted that this was, in fact, not the first time she had screamed just like some of you have suspected. She has threatened to scream to use Khalid to stay in the relationship with her. He got out of it by installing cameras without her knowledge and contacting a lawyer in case she went through with her claims. This worked in my favor. He was very supportive and sympathetic. I confronted Amy with all the fallacies in her story and mentioned the existing evidence Khalid still had if she was interested in taking her claims to court. She panicked and told me no, apologized, and said she wasn't in her right mind after the breakup. I got her to admit this in the group chat, as I am not interested in false rumors spreading about me in case someone was still unsure of the situation. She shortly left the group chat and cut off all contact with everyone. In other words, she has become unreachable. I explained to my wife what had happened. She had seen all the messages with her confession anyway. My wife told me she genuinely didn't know who to believe and was contemplating divorce in that moment. I was heartbroken. I told her I needed time to process everything that had happened in the past 14 hours. I will be sleeping in the guest room tonight. I'm happy she believes me now, but it doesn't sit well with me that I took an actual confession out of Amy for my wife to side with me. I've been with my wife for 10 years and would expect her to know me better than that. But at the same time, she didn't know Amy was capable of something like that in 15 years. My marriage has definitely taken a hit with this situation. Although I love my wife and have seen past every other time she has defended Amy, the situation is something I can't get over overnight. And then edit, I'm very aware and understanding of my wife's situation. She feels indebted to Amy, and there's definitely a power play at hand. However, my wife has laughed off the incident and dismissed the fact of how traumatizing it was for me. She still refuses to see Amy as the villain and is blaming it on the emotional heartbreak of her breakup. Yeah.
What?
I don't like that.
What?
Yeah.
It was a part of the emotion that my accused your husband of
broke up with me, so then I accused your husband of
and then she saw the messages where she potentially, hopefully admitted to actually assaulting him.
What?
So is that part of the mental heartbreak breakdown too?
Yeah, because it's not just an accusation. Yeah, she actually did
she
try.
She tried.
So
yeah. Right.
Two things, and she was like, oh.
Oh, that's fine. What? No.
But I guess finding out that Amy did like help her through an abusive traumatic situation as a child,
mm-hmm.
that bond is probably mm-hmm. tight, and Amy probably gets away with a lot. Because of that.
Probably super toxic.
Yeah. It sounds really toxic.
A trauma bond is what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Always good.
Yeah. Second update. So it's been a bit over 2 months since the incident occurred. Needless to say, it's been a hectic 2 months. In short, my wife's best friend, Amy, forced herself onto me. I hit her. She accused me of SA. Wife believed Amy until she was backed into a corner and confessed to the truth. Wife didn't give much importance when it came to me and proceeded to laugh it off and call it a big misunderstanding. Now for the actual update. I tried to make it work. I really did. For 2 months, I tried to brush it off and dealt with my wife still having frequent hangouts with Amy and telling me about them all excitedly as if her own best friend didn't just try to have sex with me. However, the last straw was a few days ago where my wife was telling me how her and Amy are planning a trip to Greece for the summer holidays and how she can't wait to finally have a break from life's stresses.
My gosh.
I simply said nothing, and I walked away from her. She followed me and asked me if everything was okay, and told her how I can't believe she dismissed the fact that Amy accused me of when in actual fact she forced herself onto me, and how when it came to Amy, she believed her and was willing to divorce me on the spot, but when it came to me, she brushes it off and continues to have her girly hangout with the very friend who tried to destroy our marriage. I blatantly told her she doesn't care for me. My wife started bursting into tears and had the audacity to say, "At that again, why can't you just get over it?" I don't know why I thought she would have listened now. I had enough at this point and told her we're getting a divorce. Walked away and started packing my suitcase as she tried her hardest to stop me. pulling my shirt, hitting me, throwing things, going from calling me names to begging me to stay. I walked out and I'm now staying at a hotel while her and her family blow up on the phone, on my phone. I don't know what to do. Three updates and then that's it.
Three updates?
Like, but they're mini, mini. Updates. It's not like an actual story again. It's just like three paragraphs.
So if I'm remembering right, this all happened like overnight.
Yes.
And then she confessed the next day.
He had to get time to reach out to her ex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which that is in and of itself, that's the luck. Ex, we didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, that is complete luck.
The ex and how she was doing the same thing to him. Well, similar, like accusing him, trying to again use this power that shouldn't be there, but is there.
Right.
Where it's like, hey, I'm going to tell people, I'm going to ruin your image. All I have to say is this one thing. And even if people can't prove, like, people are immediately going to take her side, and she knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's using that to her advantage to control these men, which is, it's really sad and it's really disgusting. And thank God that, yeah, Khalid had footage, because otherwise that man was trapped too. He said, I know how you feel. Here it is. Sending it
your way.
That's
what's wild to me. That's what's so scary about it, because I'm like, that's a freak. You just happen to be the guy who like happened to have video footage of this exact situation. But normally like, yeah, she's kind of done something, but I also don't have any proof. Then your wife's like, well, then I don't believe you. We are getting a divorce. Like literally that, it took that amount of work. So she was like, oh, I guess you weren't lying. Mm-hmm. And then moving on. I agree with his decision, because you have to keep the energy about your partner. You're like, I feel like I should be more important than her in this. And like, you should be caring about my feelings, how I felt in this situation.
Yeah.
And the fact that you were ready to divorce me so quickly, but now you're ready to brush it off because it's your best friend. There is like, what's the priority? Where am I falling in this?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably do the same thing.
I agree with that. But at the same time, I feel there's no excuse for her still being friends with Mm-mm. her. Or anything like that. Like, I don't.
They shouldn't be friends anymore.
No.
Greece?
No. She should be gone. Nowhere near her. You tried to.
You did. You groped you my husband.
You actually did.
Yes.
Yeah,
you actually. And then you accused him of. So.
Yeah.
F you, bye.
Why would you want to be with a friend like that?
That's not a friend at all. And she even admitted it. That's yeah. That's a problem I have.
But the whole wife just invalidating his feelings is what really hurts me in this situation. Because it's like, you said for better or for worse, you said I do. It didn't seem like it was such a big deal. And she just brushes past it. Forget the relationship. That's a serious accusation. The relationship was going to be ended on terms, like not his terms. Beforehand, well, now he has the choice to, but like his life was about to get taken away.
Mm.
And she's just like, oh yeah, oh, we're on that again. It's like, no. No, yes, yeah, we can't leave it.
This sucked.
That's just
I don't understand breaks. How she could still be friends with her after knowing that.
Oh, well,
because
crazy.
She was heartbroken because she just so she just had a breakup, so that allows her to do whatever the hell she wants to anybody at any time.
Does it remind you of like when victim, like, okay, the only thing I can maybe equate it to, even though it's wrong, is like when somebody in the family abuses somebody else, but it's like, okay, we'll shun that uncle for a little bit, but eventually it's like we start talking to him again and it's like, it's fine, like just like you'll push under the rug type. That's kind of what it reminds me of, even though it's completely wrong. It's like,
well, it's, that would be better
their
than
life is more
them.
Convenient.
She'd even shun her.
Right. Yeah, well, like, true. For her life is more convenient. Like, for her not having to address her husband being assaulted and his feelings and, like, what he is working through. Because I will say, I feel like even though it might have been over in a day, I feel like it's probably going to still be something he's thinking about for a really long time.
Yes. I'm scared. I'm terrified for the rest of my life now.
Right.
People where something like that happens. And they still, maybe because it's convenience for them and they're where they're like, well, they didn't do that to me. Because I even think about Ooh. Like the stuff that's happening with all the Nickelodeon stuff where there was a, oh, I don't know. It makes me think about this person is a predator, but since they're not doing that to you, you're able to somehow block out how bad of a person they are and be like, well, I don't want it to affect our friendship, so let's not talk about that, you know?
Well, I think of it like a very lower level than that, because that's pretty serious. I think about some of my friends, because I'm friends with mostly women. I have mostly women friends. So when like some of our friend groups does thing that people would think is bad, like cheat on their boyfriend or cheat on their partner or lie about something, I feel like my female friends have more grace for their female friends than they do for their male friends. Yeah. So if a man did the exact same thing the woman did, they're like, he's a dick. I can't believe he did that. I'm like, wait, our friend just did that. She did it more. Like, she had like three people.
She was a serial killer.
And they're like, well, you know how she is. You're like, there is sometimes like a double standard in how people are like, it's fine. For whatever reasons, like, because we're women and we like understand our shared, we have a shared thing that we're like, I'm not going to go demonize this other woman for whatever the reason is. But I'm like, some people, there is like a leniency that you have. And it even happens with men are doing the same thing. Like men are like, well, it's probably not that, like, I understand the mindset. Like maybe it's not as bad as for what he did. And they excuse things on their side and then demonize the woman on the other side. I'm like, well, she did this, this, and this. So I'm like, it's probably happening on both sides. We're like, well, she's my female friend. It's not that bad, or I know the situation she's in, and that's why it's allowing her to like push it under the rug and not validate her husband, who doesn't have a physical thing that happened to him. It's just something emotional, and he's a guy, so he should just be able to get over that mental, emotional thing that happened to him, and not equating it to if the same thing happened to her girlfriend.
Yeah. More edits to read.
Okay.
I forgot about these. So update number one, my wife has found this post and put the pieces together. I may have to terminate this account.
Oh, no.
Oops. Update number two, I'm not terminating this account. There's comments about my wife looking for quote unquote sugar daddies on her Reddit. This is absolutely bonkers. Wait, there's comments about my wife looking for quote unquote sugar daddies on her Reddit. This is absolutely bonkers and I'm heartbroken. Also planning on going home to make this divorce official. So she was...
Was it after?
I don't know. I don't know about that one. Maybe we just leave that one be.
That might be nothing. I don't know. That's crazy.
Update number three. I'm back home and I've kicked her out. Just told her if she doesn't leave, I'll call the authorities. I told her to contact me through my lawyer if she wants to speak. Again, she tried everything to stop me, even tried having sex with me. Question mark. I did ask her about her supposed Reddit account and she denied everything, but I can't say I believe her. Some of you mentioned it was a setup or some sort of test from the start. This could be a possibility as my wife never wakes up that easily after taking sleeping pills and it's likely she brushed it off due to the guilt. Still though, it was uncalled for and her mentioning divorce over an accusation she knew was fake just makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for your kindness and support. So that's even more like
when you were first reading it, that's what I was thinking originally.
Really?
That it could have been a test. But it didn't seem like it was as the story went on. But
looking at it now, the fact that she's still friends with the friend, do you think it might have been a test? Maybe it leans more towards that.
Yeah. Well, usually the test comes from he didn't really go into like their relationship before, but it's usually like someone who's very insecure is doing the test.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she was insecure before and like, I want to make sure you're into me, but.
Or she's insecure because she's looking for sugar daddies on Reddit. I don't know. Ew.
What a story.
Ew.
Yeah, I hate the idea of people testing their partner. That pisses me off.
Am I the asshole for telling my husband that his affair child is not welcome in our home, and if he wants custody, he will have to move out?
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah? It's a little too much?
Depends on how old the child is.
Is it a current affair child or a previous affair child?
It's not the kid's fault.
Okay.
Well, yeah, just don't be if you don't want the affair child.
I mean, divorce. I just said that real. I said that real strong, and I'm
very
sorry.
Confident.
I'm sorry.
She said, "I feel the way I feel."
Sam one's got an affair child. That's what it sounds like.
Sam. She lives with me right now. Am I the asshole for telling my husband that his affair child is not welcome in our home, and if he wants custody, he's going to have to move out? My husband and I have been married for 9 years. In 2021, we found out my husband was being sued for child support. Turns out my husband had an affair shortly after we were married. It nearly ended our marriage, but we went to counseling together, and I agreed to stay in the marriage with the following provisions. My husband was to get a second job so that his child support payments did not affect our household budget, and that at no point in time would I ever consider having a relationship with this child. If he wanted to pursue one with them, then that's fine, but I have zero, absolutely zero interest in this kid. So my husband has been getting to know his kid over the past couple of years, and recently my husband came to me and informed me that there was some sort of baby mama drama. Apparently she has to self-surrender in May and is going to be incarcerated for 8 months. My husband told me that he needs to take custody while his affair partner is locked up. Otherwise, the kid would have to go to their grandparents, who basically lives on the opposite coast from us. The kid doesn't want to have to change schools or be so far away from their friends and dad and mom. She will be doing her time fairly local to us. So after my husband told me that, I got up and left the house. I went to the grocery store on the corner and grabbed a copy of our area's apartment guide and went back home and handed it to him. He asked if I was serious. I told him I still felt the same way I did 3 years ago. He said that he didn't think that it was fair considering the extenuating circumstances. I told him that I don't care about the circumstances. His kid is not welcome in my home. If he wanted to take custody, I will grant him an amicable divorce, but I'm not changing my mind. I'm not taking care of some other chick's kid. And then there's an edit. Hey everybody, Maddie here, editing, and I realized we never read the edit, so here we are. Edit, for all the people concerned about what a whipcracker I am making my poor husband work two jobs, he's never had a full-time job since we've been together. He works two part-time retail jobs now that add up to 40 to 50 hours a week. He currently only has supervised visitation with his kid. They see each other once or twice a month for a couple of hours with a social worker present. And for those who think that I need to be the one to file for divorce, no, I will not. I am not the one who created the situation. If my husband wants to pursue custody, I've told him that I will not fight it. I will grant him an amicable divorce and let him be on his way. However, I'm not going to waste my own time, energy, and money to do so. He is responsible for getting his own ducks in a row for the situation that he created. That includes being the one to go through the headache of filing.
So I think she get a divorce then.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, it's so sloppy. Yeah. It's like
you're holding it over his head. Yeah. And the whole right. point of therapy was not to hold it over his head.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's fair to have your agreement still. If you want to have your agreement still, it's still fair to have that. And that was something that you guys concluded upon together.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's going to do this, which I think he should want to do that, then right. just end the marriage.
Right.
That's it. You move out. That's what I would do. Just.
Yeah, because as the dad, I'm not going to be like, I'm going to put my kid in an apartment. Like, that's not going to happen. So I guess we're over.
Yeah.
Or was she suggesting you get an apartment for yourself?
Yeah, I think.
And he lives with
you. I think
you.
That's what she was
saying. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought she was like.
I thought.
Well, even that, I'm like. Then that's where my frugal side. I'm like, so I'm going to be paying for a whole other place to live?
And while, still continue?
Yeah, continue to pay for you living in this? Let's get a divorce. It's probably the same price and we'll probably be happier.
Right.
It's not funny, but just the way you thought about it. You're like, you're buying the kid an apartment?
That's what I'm like, the kid's going to burn kid's it
just
down.
Like, just strangely independent, like, yeah.
He's seven.
Right.
Wait, what's that Kevin Hart bit? Like, yeah, mom, I'll put my car seat in there for you. I got it.
I retract my statement a little bit, but it's still not the kid's fault, right?
Yeah, it's not.
That's still his dad.
That's the only person who's not.
He has somewhere else he can go. So I will say that. And they had the agreement in the beginning that child's... if your husband's going to have a relationship with him, you're eventually going to have a relationship.
Yeah, I don't like the agreement.
That's, yeah. I feel like
divorced immediately.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. Yeah. I keep flip-flopping.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can see her side of saying, hey, this is our agreement. I don't, I told you. Because I can see it being hurtful, you seeing the kid and then you seeing the affair happen, right?
Yeah.
And it brings up stuff, whatever. But I can also...
I don't want to raise your affair child's kid.
Which is a fair thing.
It's totally fair. But him also wanting to have a relationship with this kid, it's completely fair.
That is.
I'm surprised that she was
freaking do.
The people that work, there is something, there's some strength that people have where they can move past cheating in a relationship. Mm-hmm. But so I guess she didn't know that he had a kid, is what I'm guessing. Because he only even
I thought she found out.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
But that's what I was gonna say is she only found out that he was cheating early in their relationship was because of the boy.
Yeah,
the kid.
So she probably blames the kid.
Or maybe it's just like a reminder. It's just a reminder of what happens.
People can get over a fair when a kid comes out of it. That's harder to get over.
Yeah, because totally agree with what you said in the beginning. It's not the kid's fault at all. But at that point, just separate. Because she is asking a lot of him, and I'm surprised he agreed to it.
Correct.
Right.
I
can't bring my kid to my house.
It's a hidden ultimatum.
It is.
It's an agreement, but it's an ultimatum at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That goes against my rule. That's
again, no.
Actually, this question, I was watching a TikTok that had the same question, not the kid part, but if you were dating someone and you found out 4 years in the relationship that they cheated, like, in the first month, what do you do? Like, because they, usually the reason they don't tell you is because you're like, well, if I tell them now, they'll obviously break up. We're nothing to each other. We're very new. But now you've had 4 years where you've, like, things, feelings emerge. You have trust. You fall in love.
You thought you still had trust.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
You still break up. If you're able to
that
hold
ruins so much.
Like the first month in 4 years, and you're hiding that secret for that long.
Well, because I think the people that were saying on the other side, because I agree with you, people on the other side were like, "Well, I don't. It was cheating, but I don't see really cheating because we barely were anything." And they'll usually use the excuse of, well, when did we start? Or blah, 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 that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not that big of a deal because it happened so long ago. But I do agree where you're like, well, basically, it was like lies that everything was built on. And,
like, okay, you're telling me this now. So are you going to tell me 4 years again later that you had an affair 4 years ago so that I'm okay with it?
I'm doing it every 4 years.
You will get stabbed.
It's my hall pass.
Yeah, my tradition that you don't didn't know about.
Every 4 years, never.
Telling you now, surprise.
It's in the fine print of when you get with me, there's a hall pass that happens every 4 years.
Did you not read the thing that we signed? Because I wrote it up. It actually wasn't from the government. It was just me to my record. So
I got it notarized.
We're actually not legally married. So that was something different.
I feel both sides, honestly. But I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah.
Mostly in that situation because he's going to feel like somebody doesn't want him, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've been in that situation. But I wasn't an affair child, okay? I was just a stepchild.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because I do think that what happened to her, like the circumstances of like who her partner is, was disrespectful and it was like a shitty situation.
Yeah.
But again, it's like what you did... There's a certain type of strength that people have that can get back with somebody after cheating.
And that's why I always feel like cheating is so cut and dry to me. It's like someone cheats on me, then it's over. Like it's done. Mm-hmm. And if I do decide to get back with that person, the only reason I would even consider is like if I was married to the person. But I'm like, if I do decide to get back with the person, then it's my responsibility to be like, I'm not going to throw this in our relationship because I chose to stay in this and to move on past it. And a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah.
Maddie's saying there is a special type of strength. Some people think they got the strength and they really don't. And they're like, well, I'm going to be passive aggressive or I'm going to continually throw it in your face. And then we're going to be divorced anyway. We might as well just ended it a long time ago.
Yeah. Right. So dragging it out. Yeah. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said,
she probably should have ended it a couple years ago, like this next story.
Oh.
Dang, Maddie getting them all.
Her tongue's out. She's Michael Jordan in this, man. Jordan.
Am I the asshole for sleeping with a guy after the man I thought was my boyfriend said that we weren't a couple? Mm. We've been seeing each other for a year and everything looked and seemed like we were a couple. He said that he loved me and I him. He spends every weekend with me and we've planned our first trip together, etc. Last weekend, he was in bed and I made him pancakes because his birthday was on Tuesday. He was very happy about it and joked that I was spoiling him. I said that I wanted to spoil my man. He said, I'm not your man. With the same energy, he didn't seem awkward nor embarrassed, just as calm with a smile on his stupid face. I didn't take it seriously, and I said, yeah, I know you're not my man. He was more serious now and said, no, really, I'm not your boyfriend. I felt literally sick, but I tried to be calm, and I asked, so what are we? And he said, I don't know, really great friends with benefits. I didn't say anything after that, and he ate his pancakes in silence. Later, he asked if we would be doing anything, and I said that I was planning on cleaning and doing some paperwork. He left after an hour. I ran to the bathroom to be sick, and I probably cried for a solid 2 hours. I couldn't keep anything in my stomach the rest of the day. He texted that evening thanking me for the breakfast in bed and that he thought I was amazing, but I didn't answer, so he called a few times. I didn't answer. Around 10 p.m., he rang on my door. I just opened a jar and pretended I was sick with the flu and was going to bed. He offered to stay the night in case I needed help during the night, and I said no. I didn't answer him Sunday nor Monday. I didn't wish him happy birthday on Tuesday either. I've just been keeping it short texts, feigning sickness. He never brought up what he said once. Then yesterday, he wrote that he missed me and that he hadn't gone this long without talking to me since we met and that he was going mad. He asked me if we could at least have dinner, and I said that I was very busy. He said, don't you miss me? And I said that I was very tired because I was out all night with a guy last night, so I just wanted to relax by myself this evening. Then he stopped answering. He showed up 15 minutes later asking me if I was lying. I wasn't. I told him that we weren't a couple, so I was free to do whatever. He said that I broke his heart and cheated on him, and I'm the asshole. I waited for him to leave before I started crying again. He is right. We've never had the talk, actually, and I never asked him what we were. I just assumed because I loved him and I thought he did too, but now I know we aren't together. Why was he upset that I slept with another man yesterday? Was I the asshole? Was it cheating?
You know what this brings me back to?
Yep. I know that's why you grabbed me, and I was like...
Back to the conversation of your start of your relationship. This makes me fully go back where I'm like, okay, I understand why women want to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Have the talk. Because there are men who will take advantage of this. They get all the benefits. They get like the companionship. They get the physical stuff. They get all this stuff, like the lovey-dovey stuff. But they're like, oh yeah, we ain't dating.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can get away from like, we never talked about it.
Yeah.
And this is what that man was doing. Especially mm-hmm. He's like, I miss you. You talk every single day. You're dating, bro. But because you never had the talk, you have an excuse. You have an out.
Yeah.
But then he effed around and found out.
Mm-hmm. And it just really affects people. Like when you... Especially the situation, I literally have a friend that's like this who was like dating a man for like 4+ years. And the whole time, you know, I didn't even know. I was like, you guys are like really friendly, but I don't know. And then afterwards, like one day she was basically crying about him. And I was like, is everything okay? And, you know, she explained to me that they were like talking, but he said that they weren't ever they couldn't claim that they were ever dating. And so it was kind of like an excuse that he used to be like, hey, we're not dating. But it was exactly like a relationship for years. Yeah. It was like a relationship. And I just felt so bad because even though he would technically do something that is cheating because they weren't dating, he would be like, why are you getting mad? Like, we're not together. But I'm like, you treat her like you're together. She sees you like you guys are together. And then she sees you with another girl, and technically you get to say and think in your heart, I'm not cheating on you. We're not dating.
But then for her, it should only take one of those instances.
Right. It should, but that's the thing that makes me sad is it's like she was locked in.
Because
like,
I don't get that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I feel bad for her, because was this Am I the Asshole? What was this?
Am I the Asshole?
Okay. I don't think you're the asshole, but I do think that if you wanted to be with him, like you like this guy and you really wanted to be with him, you should have had a conversation with them before sleeping with another person.
Yes.
Like, because now you're playing games. If you're like, well, we're not in a relationship, then I'm going to have sex. Even though you really do like this other guy, you should have had the conversation before. And I'm like, hey, I like you. It really hurt me that you didn't think that we're in a relationship. I do want to be in a relationship with you. Why does it happen every time? I do want to be choked up. I get choked up. I get really sad about this. Like, I do want to be in a relationship with you. Let's have the conversation now versus like the knee jerk reaction of feeling hurt that you thought you were in a relationship and you weren't. So I'm going to make this decision to have sex with someone and probably regret it too. You're like, now you're like, oh, should I have done that? You're not an asshole technically because you didn't break any rules. You guys weren't dating, but you betrayed yourself. And now you're like, dang, I probably ruined a relationship with someone who cared about me, even if he was immature about the whole relationship thing.
I agree with you for the most part. I feel like in my head, when she asked him twice about like, we're dating, I feel like that's the confirmation. Like that was his moment for them to have that conversation where they're like, okay, we're dating, right? Oh, I didn't know we were dating. But yes, let's do that. Let's be official. He confirmed for her that he did not want to be official. He said, we're friends with benefits.
Oh, I forgot.
So in my head, I'm like, she has confirmation that this whole time she should have established the relationship. She tried to twice because she was like, you're joking, right? And then she got to confirm that he doesn't want to do anything with her. So I think at that point, it definitely probably is playing games because she wants to be like, you know what? Even though I am severely attached to this man and I don't want to be with anybody else but him, let me go out. So I think maybe she asked at the end, she was like, why is he mad at me? I'm like, I think you know why he's mad at you. But
she
is
did that on purpose.
No, but I agree now.
Is he allowed to be mad? No.
I did forget about the friend. I forgot about him saying friend. That does change it.
Yeah.
Because that's different than him like, oh yeah, we're not dating and just like not saying anything. But saying friends with benefits is a whole nother thing.
And then, I would be so pissed if I was her, especially like, I would be like, oh, there's something wrong with those pancakes. Let me get you new ones. And then be like, oh, I think you have to leave.
I would not.
I'm taking the pancakes back.
You would not be eating anything in bed. You would be in the hallway.
So, yeah, like.
But especially after he confirmed it. No, we're friends with benefits.
Yeah, we're friends.
Okay, well, I don't make pancakes for my friends with benefits. Yeah. I'll shove them in my mouth.
But the funny thing is people always talk about like, oh, women are so emotional. Men are sensitive, especially about stuff like this. So 100% that dude's hurt from this. Even if he's trying to be like, oh, yeah, we're friends with benefits. He's like friends with benefits, but like in a situation where
friends with benefits. Like if you're locked in.
I see something better that I think is better than I'm
okay.
You're
the love of my life and you can't do anything, but I can do whatever I want. If you do anything, you hurt me.
Which then feels more like you're more of an object to me than an actual person, because there are things that I can do with you, like you said in the beginning. There's things that I can get from you. There's way that you treat me and it's great. It's amazing because we haven't had this conversation, but because there is no clarification, I can go out, do whatever I want. I won't tell you about it, obviously, but technically I know in my heart that, you know, it's probably fine, but I do think it was one-sided. Like it's friends with benefits for me, but you're like locked in, right?
Honestly, I don't think he's like even enjoying benefits with anyone else. I feel like he's probably like just as locked in as she is.
Right. But he just
commitment, the whole commitment part of it. He's like, oh, I can't go past that. Well, then you're going to lose out on someone because you can't do that.
I don't understand that mindset. How are you going to have a
commitment thing?
Yeah. How are you going to have literally one friends with benefits and you're like doing all the relationship things, but the only thing that's holding you back
because
is the title?
Feels nice. And like not having the obligation is like that you could leave at any time makes you feel comfortable, but you also get all the benefits of being in a relationship without having the obligation.
I don't get
it. It's like for a lot of people, that's a great situation. Yeah. So like it's a common thing. Me, I'm like, I want obligations.
Yeah.
Like I want rules.
I got to pick your kid up at 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the whole thing. Like, okay, so they've been doing it for
a year.
So
all the holidays,
like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's had to have gone somewhere and done something with family. Like, how does she introduce them?
It's my friends with benefits.
You know what I mean? Like, there has to be some sort of
introduce.
I feel like they didn't introduce yet.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, it was like, I don't know, where it's like, it's only the first year. Maybe next year I'll bring him home. I feel like they didn't introduce yet. Because especially if he sees her as friends with benefits, why would he bring her home?
I'm not talking about him. I mean, even her, if she already knew, like, you know what I mean?
She was probably saying it's my boyfriend because she was like, yeah.
But why wouldn't you stop her at that moment?
Well, no, probably to her friend. She's probably not like, yeah, it's like my boyfriend. Yeah, I'm going to hang with my boyfriend later.
Okay, so top comment. Not the asshole. He wants you to be tied to him, but he wants to be free to play the field. I would have told him the moment he said that he didn't see himself as your boyfriend, that I was not looking for a friends with benefit situation, and the relationship is over. And OP responded, I felt sick and I couldn't speak, but yeah, I get what you mean. So,
I
guess this is another time where I can admit another bad thing.
Oh, Lord.
I think almost the exact same thing. We're like, we're just friends. We're just friends and we mess around, but we realize we're not good together. So we can still be on dating apps and stuff, even though we both weren't really doing anything on the dating apps. So it was like just a way to like create separation for us to feel comfortable, even though we weren't doing anything with it past that. It was like, oh, we're still really dating, but you're like, but technically, no, we're not, because we both said we're not. So
does it make you feel like, I guess I don't. So it makes you feel better that you're able to look without feeling bad or something like that?
No,
like,
ours wasn't for the commitment. Ours was like, we don't think we can be in a relationship. We think of things differently. We like want different things in life. So we're not going to date, but we do enjoy each other's company.
Okay.
So we're like, well, we can like have this because it's nice and fun, but we can look for our real partners, which is not, it doesn't even make sense saying it out loud because you're like, oh yeah, you get with this person. They're like, who's that? And you're like, you're like, it makes no sense. But like, that's what we were saying in our minds to like,
to like make it okay. Like make like, it okay. Okay, let's like, do this.
This is legitimate.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know just from my own experience, people make all these dumb rules about relationships, and between the two of you, it makes sense. You're like, yeah, this is dumb. You tell your friends, you're like, what are you guys doing?
You're like, don't think too hard about
when
it.
When you try to explain to your friends, you're like, oh, that's,
you're looking too close. You're looking too close.
But here's the thing. But here's the thing is, your friend knew that was happening, right?
Yeah, that's a different situation. Yeah, it wasn't sneaky. Like right. We had conversations.
Yeah, you got.
About
they both
that.
Knew.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me feel better. Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
It was. Yeah. Your boy, I don't cheat.
Same too.
Your boy
Sorry.
Ain't a cheater. I don't even cheat on my friends with benefits, man. They know what's happening.
You locked them for real. Yeah. It sucks because I see more scenarios where the conversation piece is becoming more prevalent. Like, because I remember we never told Sam. Sam won.
No,
what? You're pregnant. Like this next story.
I guess we can't tell Sam one, and I'm not pregnant. Okay. Squashing those rumors again for the sixth time.
We're beating the allegations.
Beating the allegations.
When I told Maddie I liked her, in my head, I thought that that was the conversation, like we're getting together.
Oh.
So we go on our first date, and I was like, yeah, like, I forget even what prompted it. I was like talking.
I was passive aggressive about it. I was like, so what are we? Like, we've been dating for a while. Like, are you going to ask me out? And he's like, I did ask you out. Like, we're going on dates. And I was like, ask me to be your girlfriend. You never asked me. And he was like, oh, well, will you be my girlfriend? I was like, yes.
It was that simple. But I, like, for that whole span of time, I was like, oh, we're dating.
And I was like, no, we're not, because he hasn't asked me yet. We're talking.
But then I was like, now, like, seeing stories like this, I'm like, oh.
I've completely switched. I was so firmly on that. So I'm like, you guys are dating. But now I'm like, no, you got to say it.
You have to say it, because stuff like that happens. Yeah. I was like, wow. But, I mean, I feel like it's also different from person to person. Like, I don't really have a lot of dating experience. And I don't, like we both don't like to just date just because.
Right.
So it was like, when I told you, that was it.
That was it, right.
Like, I'm not thinking, like, oh, yeah, we'll just go on a few dates, fill it out. And I'm like, no, I want you.
Oh,
right.
You like me and you want me?
I like you and I want you.
Am I the asshole for announcing our pregnancy at my brother's wedding after he proposed at mine?
Petty.
What is up with all that?
All right. Am I the asshole for announcing our pregnancy at my brother's wedding after he proposed at mine? My brother said he was going to propose at my wedding. I told him no, that it was a day about that. It was a day about myself and my wife, and we did not want any distractions. My mom lost her shit. She said that he wanted the family he might not see again for a while to be a part of the proposal. I said I did not give a shit, and that if he did it, I would have kicked him out. He did. And my mom said if I tried kicking him out, she would leave too. I just remember seething inside. My brother got married last weekend. Instead of a welcome to the family toast, I used that time to announce that we were expecting our first baby.
Oh, yes.
My mom was upset, but my grandma told her to sit down and shut up. We spent most of the reception talking to family we would not see again for a while about our baby coming. My mom says I was an asshole for taking attention away from my brother on his wedding day.
What?
She got really mad when I reminded her that she threatened to leave my wedding if I get him kicked out after he proposed. I have the screenshots to show it too. And then top comment, the tidbit about grandma is funny. I'd like to know more.
Mm-hmm. Right. She said, shut up.
Mom has a favorite.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think what OP did was a good little payback.
Yeah, I think this is great payback. That's too much.
That's years in the making of a prank.
Yeah.
It's an eye for an eye.
Wait, do you think before they're like, baby, he's getting married in September. We got to get on the ball.
We got to do it now.
We got to get at least by the first trimester, by this first the wedding.
I wonder if actually, though, it was like sibling competition, especially maybe if the mom's in the air, like, when are you going to marry Jessica? And it's like, I wonder if the mom was like, hey, everybody's coming together.
Oh, you think she said?
Because she was so defensive, like, when brother was like that.
Yeah.
And then... I don't know. I don't even know brother, but I'm like, you didn't come up with that by yourself. You don't have much going on up here. I don't know. I don't know brother.
We don't know anything about the brother.
I don't know brother, but I know brother.
It feels like the mom's done most of the...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying the mom used brother.
Oh, so you're saying he's a big dum-dum.
Yes.
So, but...
Okay. Sorry, Sam.
No, you're all right. I don't see... I guess, yes, it's your day, but I don't see the big deal. You should be happy for your family.
About the...
Yeah, you should be happy about them wanting to propose.
Wait.
You should be happy for your family if they're wanting to propose or whatever in front of everybody. I guess I don't see the huge...
Wait, so you don't...
She doesn't
oh my God, we're dropping
with,
a bomb.
Yeah, I don't see an issue.
With the first thing.
Nope, not at all.
You don't see an issue as like being disrespectful?
No,
I'm like,
well, because he said no, yes, but
just in general, like proposals at a wedding is fine.
Yeah.
Which I think it's interesting. It's one of those unwritten rules. It's like a rule that we made, but it's not based on anything.
Right.
Like, I feel like it's like a respect thing. It's like, hey, let's focus on this couple here and only this couple.
But I think
here.
Like that's a made up thing. Like,
yeah,
we went to your ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're at a party.
If you're at the altar and I'm like, I'm proposing.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Wait.
Do we have any objections?
Yeah. He's like, one, baby.
Will you marry me?
This is the act out.
Then I got an issue. But
oh, this is the act out.
Oh, yeah. But then
he's
I have an issue. Yeah. Like, I just don't.
One second.
I just don't know. I don't. It's you're celebrating. You're already celebrating. And you're just going to celebrate more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it. I get how some people could be like, nah, I wouldn't do it. I could never propose at someone's wedding. But I get what I'm like, it's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think there's like a level of closeness. Your brother doing it is like different than your friend doing it. Like if my friend did it, I'm like, I'll chalk that to the game. But my brother, I'm like, really, bro?
I guess, yes. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Actually.
But then, like, I can't get behind the family thing is a thing. If you, for some reason, you care about your family being at your proposal, maybe that is
perfect timing.
You want to see great uncle Obobo see your, he wants to see it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just think it's inappropriate. I think it's wrong. I don't think you should do it. Maybe it is one of those more unspoken rules, but maybe it's just like a societal rule where it's like you're taught don't take the attention away from the bride and groom.
Just like wearing white to the wedding.
Yeah. Or like same thing happened on Jersey Shore Family Vacation a few seasons ago where it was Vinny's birthday and Angelina, who had just gotten divorced and was dating this new guy named Vinny. They call him Vinny too. He decided to propose to Angelina at the table for Vinny's birthday, Vinny One's birthday. Mm. And so like everyone's like all together. That was his reason too. Yeah. He said, now that everybody's together, Angelina, I wanted to say, would you get tan with me?
He didn't say that, did he? No. Oh my God, I would have died. I would believe it.
And she said, oh my God. Vinny One, what do you think? And Vinny's like, I don't like you. And she looked back at Vinny Two and she said, okay.
Are they together still?
Okay, a birthday.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, a birthday is a lot different than a wedding, though.
Well, what do you think? It's like another occasion. Well, I think it's.
You're saying
it's not as bad, but it's still not as bad
because you don't have like great grandpas and great uncles or whatever.
Oh, so you're saying weddings are fine, but birthdays absolutely
no,
not.
No, birthdays, yes, dude. Oh, all
you're
day.
Saying. Oh, so you're saying any party?
Yeah,
like any get together is fine.
Well, I mean. I guess I celebrate other people's happiness.
A graduation.
I don't know.
Graduation party?
Yeah, go for it, fool.
Actually, I think
is fine.
I think a birthday would be kind of messed up because it's like, now I got to share a date with you. Yeah. And
well, no one celebrates
the engagement. It's proposal a date,
a
really thing.
No one celebrates.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, yay, you're engaged. Okay, bye.
I guess, yeah.
People, now you're at a wedding. Like,
but they do celebrate the anniversary of their engagement every day. You're like, remember when we got engaged on your birthday at your party every year?
It's like, shut up.
They are no longer invited to the birthday party. So I shouldn't say that I'm happy for other people's happiness because the wedding day is supposed to be about the groom and bride and all that. But
it's just more happiness.
Yeah.
Sam, honestly, you're so chill. You're like, okay, whatever. So they propose at your wedding.
But it's going to be like 2 seconds of, yeah, go you. And then it's back on me because I am the bride. Duh. But you know what
Sam
I mean?
Sam is like legitimately kind of swaying me to the.
It
like,
makes sense.
That's fine. Yeah. I feel like I'm firmly where I am, but.
I'm being swayed actively.
People might be 50-50. I mean, people do it all the time.
Right.
So
that's at someone's wedding.
Well, it's because it's like, I also, my personality is like, kill two birds with one stone. I love like getting a bunch of obligations out in one go. Yeah. So this is like perfect. Like everyone's together. I can get things done. I had to give some present to my aunt. I haven't seen her in years. I don't want to go to her house. She's at the wedding. I'm going to give it to
her. Bring it in there.
Like you just get all your chores done at one thing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to propose to my girl. I finally got a chance to.
Now, if they keep dragging it out, like, then I'm going to say something to you.
You guys got a bottle of champagne for us? Come on.
Yeah, we're having an after party after this party.
Okay, who's playing who?
I'll be the boat captain.
No, I already said I am.
I want to be a priest.
Nobody's picking the main characters here.
And I'll be...
Wait, so which one are we doing again?
Yeah, we can't do
it. We're doing the prank?
We're doing both.
We can mix them together.
Act multiple roles.
We'll do prank and we'll do, and then that they end up getting married still somehow. Okay. So those are the people at the wedding. So yeah, we're gonna have to act multiple roles.
Okay, I don't know if we're prepared to do that.
All right, I'll be the boat driver and
I'll be the pranking.
I'll throw my rings.
Me and you can be the engaged couple in the beginning and then the couple.
I
want to
be the least the least acting.
Sammy and Sammy can be the couple getting married at the first wedding that me and Brandon propose at. And then you guys can also be the ones to announce at the other one.
Okay.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Come on. Welcome to Pirate Sam's boat. Come on,
Hey, when did you name the boat Pirate Sam's boat?
I didn't. I think she did. I think this is
her
captain. It's your first mate here. Are you drunk?
Maybe I've had a couple of rum.
Pirate Sam. Her, right? You're Pirate Sam?
Yep.
Are you Pirate Sam driving Pirate?
Oh my gosh, she's drunk.
Okay,
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's get some drinks.
Please just ignore our captain. She is drunk.
Okay. Can you drink and drive on?
She's very good at it, though.
I am a captain.
Well, I guess it's like, you know, on water. You do. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
They're not going to pull us over, am I right, Pirate Sam?
Haven't you?
Oh, my God. Is it getting a little windy? Is there a tsunami coming?
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Can you get us some drinks?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Pirate Sammy, is that a normal storm that's coming?
You gotta go into it.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. No. Okay.
I got champagne here.
Hang on.
So, babe.
Champagne.
I have champagne.
Yes, I will take.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my. Oh my bad.
Okay. Can I get some more champagne?
No, yeah. Sorry. Okay. Belay the sails. Belay the sails.
Hey, babe. Can I admit something to you real quick?
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. Dang. Slow down. Dang, Cap.
Here you go. Champagne?
Thank you.
Champagne.
I'll take the bottle.
Oh, champagne?
Yeah. Thank you.
We made it through. We made it through.
Oh, nice.
Are you recording?
You're the best captain.
Are you recording?
I'm like a photographer and the waiter, so you got a light. Okay, yeah, okay.
Recording the video?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, babe, so like, you know.
Smooth waters now.
Okay. You know, my life flashed before my eyes. I just realized I had to say something.
Yeah, I had a bad dream last night that you almost ruined our relationship because you acted like you were cheating on me or something.
Are you
Wait, sidebar. Do you want to still go through this? Yeah. That seems bad, but
still go
through. Okay. I don't think you should do this.
Because in my dream I was like, I think our relationship is over if he does that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think it's a bad idea?
No,
and I'm just like
bad.
So happy that it was a freaking dream. Like, it was just a dream.
They're stupid, but I mean,
a nightmare.
I think that's worth it. Views, money, relationship.
I'm just getting paid. I don't really care, honestly.
Okay.
But I mean, I guess we're a prank channel, so kind of
but
is what
if
is.
I told you that dream you
Jerry,
had was like an intuition?
So you are cheating on me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's reset the scene because I didn't care what you said. Like, I need more delivery from you. Like, if you're gonna, when you reveal it, so let's run it back. Okay, because nobody's gonna believe us on the channel. Like, we need the clickbait.
Okay, let's do that again.
Okay.
So you're, yeah, just keep going.
Okay. So, babe,
don't
like,
ask questions.
I'm not.
I had like this crazy dream last night.
I don't know what's
happening. Pirate Sam was just sitting in the middle of this.
I had this crazy dream last night.
Wait,
that you were going to cheat
driving
on me.
The boat now, Pirate
like,
Sam.
Isn't that crazy?
It's neutral. The rum is driving the boat.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, Pirate Sam.
That's fine. Ignore that. And so, action.
Yes.
I just had like this crazy dream last night that like you were like cheat. Like you're going to say you were cheating on me. Isn't that crazy?
No. It's not.
What do you mean?
Your dream
what
was
do you
an
mean?
Intuition. I've been trying to tell you this for about a couple
no more. Oh my God.
Babe, why did you throw?
On that note, we gotta go.
Babe, why did you do that? Get that ring back.
Why are you mad at me? You just cheated on me, son of a
bitch. Turn around, Sammy, turn around.
Of course, we have to sanitize our language. Remember to sanitize your language.
Guys, I dropped the camera when she did that.
Oh my God.
So not only did you throw the ring, but he also dropped.
You
had two jobs.
You look, everywhere is a heart. A needle on two. It's your part. Oh. When you're lost out there, it's your part. Go
and
to the camera.
All alone.
No, remember you got to do the. Can you look at the camera? And you're all alone. Your life is waiting to carry you home. Everywhere you look. I love our YouTube channel. It's great.
Yeah.
Need to go to
Pirate Sam is in your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Will that get you in trouble if you drink and drive on?
Well, it's water. Still
also we
matter.
Don't have footage. I really did drop the camera into
that's
the water.
Right.
So it's gone.
Well, it's still we still planned to do it, so it's still right off.
But you did throw
Let's
away the
get
fake
going,
ring, right?
Pirate Sam!
You did throw away the fake
to
ring though, right?
Money!
It was the fake one.
Yes, but I didn't even bring the real one.
So where's your real one at?
I didn't bring it.
You sure? Because you had it on the plane to this boat.
I know, but we went to the hotel. You don't remember?
She's a businesswoman. She's smart. She planned this all the way.
Because that looked like a real ring.
I know. It's
a write-off. She bought a fake ring to use for this.
Because I got the plastic one in my pocket, actually. I never gave it to you. I just realized.
Am I still getting paid for this if I lost the
key? Shut up.
That's fine.
The plastic ring's right here. Fast forward to the wedding.
Fast forward to your guys' wedding.
Wait, they got married?
Yes.
No, you guys were getting married and I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah, we're getting married.
I'm pregnant.
Yes, Sam's pregnant. Yeah. Or Sam too's pregnant. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for taking that role.
Yeah.
Hey, this is an office. Oh my God, he's crying.
So beautiful.
Hello.
Dearly beloved, babe. We are gathered here today.
Babe.
Yeah.
I think you should tell me about my pregnancy right now.
Just announce it.
You know, and I just said.
Wait. When they ask, does anyone have any objections? Stand up.
That is a great
timing. We've been working so hard to get to this point, and it's like, you remember that prank video that went horribly wrong because you actually did throw my engagement ring.
Stop bringing that up.
Just saying.
Stop.
Just saying. All right, everybody. it's funny.
This is really embarrassing.
No, it's funny.
As a priest, this is highly irregular. I don't think you guys should be talking about that.
Or
continue with the vows.
Yeah, that one time, you know, I.
If you want to keep saying stuff like that, wait for my vows.
Oh, well, I mean, we do have a camera.
This sounds like a
so we can't make this a little messy if we wanted to.
Yeah, anyway, because this is a write off.
Yeah. So like,
we're live streaming this.
Yeah,
so romantic.
I just want to say, this has been a journey, and I'm glad I get to finish this journey out throughout the rest of my life with you. So thank you, and. We don't say that yet.
My turn to speak. Yeah, you're so narcissistic because you never let me talk. There was not a moment in our wedding where you said, okay, I speak and it's fine, I'm gonna go. We're rolling.
Rolling.
Brandon.
Rolling sound.
Rolling sound. Ha ha ha. Testing for the high pitch. I just never knew that our journey was going to start here.
Yeah.
From being friends with benefits and realizing when I gave you the pancakes to really working our relationship out.
Yeah.
As you came literally crawling back to me 24 hours later.
Okay, let's not say all that.
Begging me on your hands and knees.
That I didn't
you would
do that.
Anything to change the
Wait,
future.
Hold. Tears.
Okay, thank you. I didn't do that.
And go.
You would do anything to change the future of our relationship. And then you came to me and it was so like loving. Like, thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little demoralizing, but like.
And I think my favorite thing about you is that you chose to take your brother's wedding to choose to have a special moment for me.
I gotta make an entrance.
So you can even have a moment for us. We've
Maybe
never had a
get
moment.
Him good. I can't believe it. To bring it
so
up.
Okay. Excited.
You want any tears?
It's just the one. We've never really had a moment to ourselves, so I love that we have this moment here.
Excuse me. I have an announcement. I would like to let everybody know that Sam is pregnant. We are having a baby. And I was just so excited.
How
now everybody can know. So happy.
Wait, let's do the flash mob. Flash mob.
Brandon, I'm really mad about this because this is great for content. But we've never had a moment to ourselves.
I don't even remember this
moment for some content.
It's live. We're live streaming.
Cut my mic.
It's live streaming right now.
We have to make a story out of this.
Oh my God, is she giving birth?
She's giving birth. Stop dancing. You're making contractions.
Oh, my water.
Oh my God.
We're having a birth at my wedding. God.
Make up. Patter.
Get off me. I'm not on your channel.
Get down there.
Stop. Okay, I'm stopping. Okay.
I'm going to help you give birth. Breathe.
Cameraman, if you don't get your nose down there, I swear to God.
Get out of
there! Stop.
Babe, help me!
You stay out of this. This is our content.
You leave my wife alone!
This is our content. You did this at our wedding.
Is there a doctor in here?
No.
Is there a doctor?
Look at the camera.
Okay.
No.
Look at the camera.
We are now taking over this channel. All proceeds go to
Sam
and Sam.
Get him, babe.
Baby number one.
Are you guys starting a baby channel?
You gotta get that money.
What's your baby's name?
Sam 3.
You're Sam 3. Take Sam 3.
And
Sam 3. Oh, another one.
Sam 4! Oh no, my gosh!
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah.
I'm glad we ruined. I mean, we got to
get a thumbnail picture of the baby. Let's get a thumbnail picture of both babies.
Everywhere you look, everywhere you look.
I'm like, I don't know where my baby went. Now I'm just like,
somebody who needs you.
When you're lost out there,
Sam Squared. That's Sam Squared.
No, no,
he's waiting to carry you home.
Everywhere you
look and see.
Wow. Yeah. And you're still holding it by the head. Why are you still holding it by the head?
I'm in shock that's how you give birth.
Honestly, I'm impressed. He just gave birth without three babies and he delivered them himself. I've never seen that before.
And this is why men
with
should.
A cameraman. Boom!
This is what men would do.
Ooh.
It was even that big of a deal.
Something slight, nothing major.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, something slight. Just three, just triplets.
All the
just
mothers in here like, no, come with me outside.
Yeah.
Sammy found me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not seeing so both sides. Sam is crazy. That's a radical side.
I was doing my own sound.
I want to act out to get crazier and crazier. We're getting to a point where I don't know what's going to happen anymore.
Right.
What do you think about the reality show twists?
I like the reality show twists.
Because it made it make sense. Yeah. That was the only way it was going to make sense.
Like, where are we going?
And then you guys started your own freaking reality show. I was like, no way. They just usurped our family channel by starting another family channel.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah, you guys had like all the freaking viewers, and now they're gonna go to your channel.
I can't wait.
This is crazy.
And we're the Sams. We're all Sams.
Right.
Sam to the fifth hour.
I propose to Sam right now on the podcast. I'm like, now he's like, not on my podcast.
That's a Sam basketball team.
We're playing
basketball.
We'll see you next week. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.